Now let's begin Part C with the first talk. Questions 39 to 42. Listen to the following lecture. How many of you were at the football game Saturday night? Did you notice the blimp circling the stadium? Today's blimps are much smaller descendants of the giant airships, sometimes called zeppelins, that were used in the early 20th century. Like those zeppelins, blimps are lighter-than-air aircraft. But blimps differ from zeppelins in a number of ways. First, as I said, they are quite a bit smaller. The old airships were as long as football fields. And unlike zeppelins, blimps do not contain an internal metal frame. That's why blimps are sometimes called non-rigid airships. And blimps are a lot safer than the old zeppelins. That's because they use non-flammable helium in place of hydrogen to provide lift. As you may know, the age of the airship ended when the famous German airship Hindenburg exploded disastrously at Lakehurst, New Jersey, in 1937. I say that airship travel ended then, but some engineers believe that large, rigid airships will fly again. These airships of the future could be equipped with jet engines and filled with helium. Although they wouldn't be as fast as modern airplanes, they would be much more fuel efficient. Number 39. What is the main topic of this talk? Number 40. Which of the following aircraft is classified as non-rigid? Number 41. What important event in the history of airships took place at Lakehurst, New Jersey, in 1937? Number 42. According to the talk, what advantage would the airships of the future have over jet airplanes?